This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and normally we got music to start the show out. I don't know where it is. Close enough.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a little mouth guitar there to kick things off.
Oh, wait, no, that's the drum roll for, is it Genesis? No, it's...
Could be.
I can feel it coming.
That's not Genesis? Or is that just Phil Simon?
Yeah.
Or Phil Simon.
Phil Simon,
yeah. Who is that?
That's Paul Simon and Phil Collins' bastard son. Phil Simon.
Hey,
never
welcome.
Never trust a man with two first names, by the
welcome
way.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is an open phones talk show where you are able to take control of the airwaves should you wish to join us here. The us is me, Ian.
The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
I have a hard time just saying that.
Well, you know, it's not Halloween yet, but of course, as you know, around Halloween time, the Christmas decorations start to go for sale at the retail outlets. Right, this has always been frustrating to people because they feel like that the stores should wait, but they don't.
I call these people Halloweenies.
The people who are upset?
No, the people who put up Christmas decorations before Halloween and leave it over.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems...
I feel like it should go Halloween, then Thanksgiving.
There's not really that many decorations, though, for Thanksgiving.
No,
you know?
But like...
No, there are no Thanksgiving
But if you're going to decorate... You should, you know, pay some homage, I think, in my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be a house decorator kind of guy and put up a display and lights and all that stuff, you know, you should go, okay, it's Halloween, put up something spooky, or then take down the spooky and put up, I don't know, like a cornucopia or a turkey or something, you know, something
sure.
Thanksgiving-ish. And then, when Thanksgiving goes, then put up your Christmas frickin' decoration.
Yeah, I would have to agree. So, I am not against selling Christmas decorations after Halloween,
mm-hmm.
because you have to have them available to people to buy before they put them up. And
obviously,
I think a good time to begin for the people who are really gung-ho. We don't decorate at my house, but you know, we might put that one little candelabra in the windows thing. So like one single candle, fake candle in the window. We don't believe.
Do you know what that means? Isn't that like some sort of Christian or Jewish thing?
It's just decoration.
Now, there's some history behind that.
Well, the Jewish thing is
like
the menorah with all the thing full of candles.
Yeah,
yeah, this is just one.
Candle.
But one in each window.
Yeah.
There's some kind of history behind it.
All right, well, feel free to look that up. But, you know, obviously the people who want to really decorate, I think they should, you know, they should be able to start on that weekend after Thanksgiving. So so you have that Thursday off, and then you have the Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. It's a good time to use that time to put up Christmas decorations.
I mean, I'm speaking from my gut when I say this is the way it should be. Obviously, we'll call it voluntarist, libertarian, you know, free market economist answer is the market decides this.
Sure.
Right? You know, so...
Some people just leave their decorations up all year, and that's fine, too. Who doesn't like a house with pretty little lights on it?
I used to get annoyed at a family member. The Christmas tree would go up at, you know, Halloween, and it wouldn't come down until Easter. Easter.
So I have a ridiculous place where this conversation is going to go, thanks to COVID.
Nice.
But since you brought up the candles in the window, Mark, I found myself looking at this recently. I think it was earlier this year, last holiday season or whatever. And I was like, where does that come from? What's the history behind it?
Now I've got Elton John's Candle in the Wind stuck in my head because you've said something.
Here in the United States, according to WindowNation.com, the tradition of lighting candles in the windows of homes during the Christmas holiday was brought by the Irish from the mid-17th through the late 18th century. The British government created oppressive laws in an attempt to restrict the practice of Catholicism in Ireland. During this time of religious suppression in Ireland, there were no churches allowed. Catholic priests were forced to hide out in the wilderness in caves. The priests would sneak back into town during the night to abduct little boys. Sorry, it doesn't say that. To have mass...
thus we have the legend of the Christmas Krampus. What is his name?
Krampus. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you.
During the night to have mass with fellow believers in their homes. During Christmas time, Catholic families families would leave their doors unlocked and a candle burning in the window to let the priest know he was welcome in their home. With many waves of Irish immigration to America, the tradition took root here and continued to evolve. For example, in colonial times, a lit candle in a window let travelers know they had a safe place to stay. The candle also served as a signal amongst neighbors that the home was open to receive visitors and to light the way for returning family members. So it did have a bit of a religious connotation originally.
I'm just speaking stereotypically here of the Irish, but I would think they would just leave a bottle of whiskey in the window.
As an Irishman, I look forward to that.
Like if I'm me, and I am, and I were to drive, you know, through a neighborhood, I don't know, ogling decorations, mm-hmm. and I saw somebody with a whiskey bottle in the window.
You'd feel welcome.
I'd be like, oh, they're inviting me
in. This is my house. Mi casa es su casa.
Regarding religion and culture, mm-hmm. basically religion is culture prior to, you know, the development of the nation state, essentially.
Sure.
So every tradition is going to have a religious component to it.
Well, Santa Claus, I'm sure, had a religious origin as well. I don't remember exactly what it was. Was it the pagans, I think?
Saint Nick.
It depends on where you want to go. Saint Nicholas was an early Christian, one of the church fathers kind of thing. He was at the Council of Nicaea. And
didn't the Christians rip off everything about Christmas from the pagans?
Lots of
it. Generally speaking, they even moved the date. Like the birth of Christ.
Well, they never knew what the date of the birth of Christ was, which is kind of interesting that mm-hmm. God walks among man and somehow the date of his birth is...
They missed that detail.
Yeah, we just don't know.
It's not May or December 25th or 24th.
Right. Well, it's definitely not. And, like, you know, wise men and magi, leaders from around the world come to visit him while in Egypt on the run from King Herod. Mm-hmm. But we still don't know. Like, this is a pretty notable event. You would think that there would be somebody would have mentioned it somewhere. Maybe Mary would have said to Peter, oh, yeah, he was born such and such a date. But no, we just don't have that information.
So here's the latest, because we've certainly been tracking over the year how this COVID insanity, this fear surrounding COVID, all the government crackdowns has ruined all fun that could
COVID
possibly be.
COVID Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, that's actually
COVID
what's happening.
COVID Claus is coming to town.
So what's going to happen with Santa Claus? Remember back when, you know, all of us, I'm sure when we were growing up, the parents would take us to the mall, and they had the mall Santa,
yep.
and there's a long line of kids, and you go up and...
What's the movie, The Christmas Story, right? You'll shoot your eye out, kid. The kid sits on Santa's lap and he asks for the Red Ryder BB gun.
So we all remember that. Well, now things are going to be a little bit different, at least in Dallas-Fort Worth, a story from NBCDFW.com. It's Santa Claus in a snow globe. Yes, indeed. They will be putting a protective plastic barrier around Santa Claus when he's coming to visit, and you can see in the video footage.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
There's a very bizarre condom thing, this globe that Santa Claus is forced to inhabit here, and
more evidence that the world is becoming a bubble boy germaphobe society.
Literally, we were just talking about a concert where they had the attendees
in
6-foot diameter bubbles.
Now Santa Claus is too.
Now Santa Claus is in a bubble. The children aren't in bubbles in this case,
not yet.
but the children are walking up to Santa Claus. They're giving him a high five, so they're sort of, you know, again high fiving
like
with a bubble in between.
Window love, the scene where everybody, you know, you're in jail and you put the hand up to the window. It's like that.
You don't even get that in jail anymore. They got video conferencing now.
No more window love.
Can't do that now.
Terrible for the human mind. So a snow globe, I think, transitions better to Santa Claus than, gerbil balls to concert goers.
This is lame, dude. This is pretty lame. It's not cool at all. And so they're like, you know, there's pictures of families standing outside of the globe with Santa just sort of behind them, looking forlorn. He doesn't get to sit with the kids anymore.
You know, Mark, this is why you're the professional with what over 20 years of radio experience. You got gerbil balls out on the radio.
Pretty good. What do you call that clear plastic ball that you put a hamster in? I have no idea.
Hamster balls. gerbil balls, whatever.
Hamster balls.
So there you go. I mean, that's really all there is to say. It's just that's how they've lamified the Christmas holiday.
So with the bubble, though, nobody can sit on Santa's lap.
Nope, that's correct.
That was the tradition.
No more
of that. Sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah, you don't get to do that. You could, like, yell through the ball of what you want to get, right? Because Santa's supposed to ask you what you want for Christmas. So.
Not that I'm a fan of young children sitting on strangers' laps for right. no apparent reason to wish for things, but, you know, whatever.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The number of Catholic priests who were moonlighting as Santa is going to go down this year, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscup's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. anything you want. Our number for you, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Matrix chat server. You can go in there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there around the clock. So head over to chat.lrn.fm, and you can get the instructions on how to get connected there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain.
And Mark.
So you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. Coming up, Captain, you have a story about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes, for those who don't know, there are no trans people that I'm aware of, and probably no Siberians either in said orchestra. But they're an incredibly popular holiday band. In fact, they might be financially one of the most successful, get this, heavy metal bands of all time.
Really?
Because they came out of an old 80s band called Savatage.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, and also a great band, too. They had a couple albums, I believe, and that kind of thing. Super talented dudes. Two of the founders, I believe, are the folks who sort of transduced Savatage into what is known as the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Hmm. They're a holiday thing. They do the equivalent of a rock opera. Right, so if you think of an opera as a musical telling of a story, they do that with music, with songs, and they tell different tales of Christmas and, you know, that type of thing.
How many people are in one of these?
Well,
events?
So a bunch. So
I have never seen the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I mean, I've heard of it, which already attests to its success,
yeah.
Because if I've heard of it, then it's probably pretty successful.
Yeah, it got so huge that they actually had to develop two separate bands to pull off all of the concerts. So they have an East version and a West version so that they could tour. Because they only tour between Halloween and New Year's.
Yeah.
So it's all holiday performances, generally on weekends, sometimes.
They must do pretty well if they don't have to work the rest of the time.
Well, so of course, since there are no concerts anymore, thanks to government.
Well, there's the lame-o drive-in ones.
Well, okay. So guess who's not performing this year?
Uh-huh.
The Trans-Siberian. Well, they are performing. They're doing an online show. They're
going to. You got to be online. A true fan to want to go and see somebody play online.
So the article from USA Today: no one will have a bad seat, quote unquote. Unquote.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, but okay.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra goes virtual for the 2020 holiday show, singular. Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas time tradition for music fans across
it's
the country.
It's almost an experience.
Will look and feel a lot different this holiday season.
Yeah.
In a typical year, the group's East and West touring bands put on around 120 live shows, sometimes even frequently two in the same day, for a total of about 1 million fans. Now, you do the math on, you know, ticket cost for an average concert, and this is no average concert. They're pyrotechnics. It's like going to see a big rock show, right?
Wow.
Something Kiss would put on, you know. But that's not going to happen because of the government and the coronavirus excuse, which has closed venues nationwide, and it's just not possible for them to do all this in 2020. So instead, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra will deliver its holiday performance, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, live in concert virtually on December 18th at 8 p.m. Tickets for the show, which will originate from Nashville without an in-person audience, are $30 and went on sale Thursday.
Wow, $30 to watch somebody play online.
Yeah, well, I hope that people enjoy it. Maybe that'll be great. I mean, if it's a good show, like imagine a pay-per-view. I mean, there is a pay-per-view out there, surely, that costs $30. I don't know a lot about them. I have never actually...
I've never bought a pay-per-view.
No, I've gone over to people's houses for a pay-per-view before, mm-hmm. for, like, fights and stuff, but I've never myself purchased one.
I think I've purchased one.
What was it? Wrestling?
No, I think it was porn. Well, I guess that's not pay-per-view.
Well, it is, technically.
Yeah, like in the hotel.
You pay per view.
Yeah. All right. No, it might have been like a WWE thing or something where it was like my turn to host. You know? Oh, yeah, you know, you've been coming over to Dave's house too frequently for these, you know, guys jumping off the cage match, right. You know, into the audience things. It's your turn
to host. Royal Rumble. Yeah.
So anyway,
cage match.
Al Petrelli, who is one of the founders of this thing, he's also the musical director and lead guitarist, says, "This is really new for me. There's been a lot of negativity in 2020. I didn't want to leave this year without doing something special. I promise this is going to be completely different. Aside from being virtual, one of the key differences this year will be that TSO's East and West touring bands will perform together for the first time since they were created in 2000. Brian Hicks will serve as narrator, with Petrelli and keyboardist Derek Wyland serving as musical directors. At the end of the day, we still get to do what we love, Petrelli said. No matter what, we wanted to do something. Like pretty much everyone else, we had to adapt, overcome, and improvise. Normal went out the window really quick. We thought briefly about doing a drive-in show like other performers have done this year, but it would have been too cold.
Okay.
They do kind of specialize in the cold part of the year. I hope this goes well.
I do, too. I mean, you know, these guys got to make some money somehow.
If they do this and it goes really well, they'll do it again.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's... You know, that's what it comes down to, it's all about, they're doing it early in the year, they can do another one.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see it. Is it worth it for $30? It seems like a lot to watch a pay-per-view, essentially. Yeah. But I know that pay-per-views have been that cost before, and pricing's not easy. You have to kind of figure out where things are. If $30 is they don't even know right now. They don't know what the right amount is to charge people to get the right number of people. So they're, you know, start high.
Well, they don't have to pay a venue, right? They're probably doing it from their own place or whatever. They get their own.
It doesn't say in this particular article, but I would imagine when you get both of their outfits together,
they need some space for that.
They need some space. Okay. Unless somebody owns a large barn or, you know, something like that, I would imagine they've rented a venue.
They've got to practice somewhere.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, because that first show of the year can't be practice. So it's probably wherever they're practicing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. These guys have made money over time, right? So maybe they have the cash sitting around to, like, just do this and pull it off and not worry about it and put the show on and try and, like, you know, get some revenue. Rather than what they would normally get. I can't imagine 120 shows, you know, across the entire United States between Halloween and New Year's, man.
That's a lot of shows,
you know.
That's every day, right?
You know, over 1 million people, you know, multiply that, throw in some merch, which is basically where most of, at least rock musicians, make any of their money now, right? Nobody's really buying CDs anymore, so they're glorified T-shirt companies, right?
120 shows between two bands, that's 60 apiece, you're talking about every single day. They're not even taking a day off. Sometimes twice a day. Right.
And, but transporting them someplace probably is too truckloads, two trailers worth, and then the hotel rooms for the musicians and all the stuff that goes into it. So it's going to be significantly less costly to do the event online. So obviously, I mean, I don't know what a Trans-Siberian Orchestra ticket costs, but I'll bet you it's more than
probably $50.
$30. 60. So if, you know, maybe this will be the right way to go for them. I don't know.
It's the only way they can go at this point. The toll-free number is 855-450-free. That's 855-450-3733. Just kind of talking about some of the things that have changed in really lame ways. It's not getting better over time.
No, sure isn't.
You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, photoshopped COVID test certificates. We'll tell you about it.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She's a yes. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday when the nomination comes to the Senate floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should take up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement all but guarantees that Judge Barrett will be confirmed with a party-line vote, something that doesn't bother Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He tells Fox News that Republicans have few problems voting for a nominee from the other party.
I think Democrats feel a little more comfortable being very very partisan about it as opposed to Republicans, because Sotomayor and Kagan got a lot of Republican votes when we had a Democrat president, and even some of those times we had a Democrat Senate.
This is USA Radio News. Why are illegal immigrant families not claiming kids in U.S. custody?
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 485 children whom plaintiff's counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A Navy training plane crashed Friday in Alabama, killing both people aboard. The plane took off from Florida and crashed southeast of Mobile. Navy officials have not yet identified those killed in the crash. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free here. Take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. If you want to comment on what's it like to go to a concert these days, there aren't very many of them, and of those that do remain, we're seeing how they are being modified to fit the so-called new normal, such as drive-in shows, removing all the energy from any kind of a crowd, or completely removing any attendees by having it online. As we were discussing with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, going to be cutting back from 120 shows in the season, which is what they normally have, to just one.
Uno.
One online show. We'll tell you more about it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. On the way, photoshopped COVID test certificates are being shopped around, apparently by travel agents now, which is interesting. And then on top of that, we've got a story about, a graphic story about human dismemberment by consent. So we'll tell you about that on the way here. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts. And I know you had something else to add about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra captain, but first we go to Jerome. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, has the virus gone away yet?
Yep, it's gone. I declare it gone in August.
So you're drinking the same Kool-Aid Trump's drinking, huh?
Well, I don't know what Trump says, but I'm looking at the CDC's site here, and we're within sort of the realm of what normality would be.
I wouldn't say the virus has gone away. I'm pretty sure there are still people who will contract said virus, but I don't live in fear of it.
I saw some statistics from the CDC that said the flu apparently has gone away.
Yeah,
it's on the rise.
the deaths are or the cases?
The virus and the death are on the rise again.
Well, I'm looking at the CDC, and if you mean on the rise by 800 more deaths last week than, September the September the 26th than September the 19th, 400 more deaths, then yes.
Who is he listening to now? Well, oh, God, he doesn't listen to anyone. He's the expert.
You're talking about Trump?
Trump, yeah, because he got it, and he still doesn't think it's as dangerous.
Well, it didn't seem to keep him down very long.
How many? Well, and you get 10 doctors around you. Let's see what happens, man.
Oh, I don't think 10 doctors is going to do anything.
10 mechanics don't fix your car faster.
Right.
In fact, if anything, it probably slows it down.
Yeah, because they all have maybe somewhat different opinions about how to fix a thing, right?
Let me ask you this. What do you think would happen if a doctor's on that team of doctors that he had allowed him to die? Do you know what that would do to someone's career? There's no way they were going to let him die, man.
I don't think it really works that way. I don't.
He wasn't even ill for 24 hours.
And Jerome, doctors don't have like magic potions to like keep people alive who would otherwise die. That's not how it works.
They only give it to the president.
We need a stim pack.
Inner circle.
Hey, I got something I looked up. You ain't going to believe this. Okay. I looked up something today, and it's about the gross domestic product. And it says since World War II, okay, which was from 1939 to 1945, when Democrats are in the White House, when that means the Democrat is president, the economy has done better, okay? But I never hear these people who support Trump talk about that. I never, and look, anyone years of analyzing this stuff, that's what the report said. In 81 years, every time the Democrats been in office, the economy has done better.
So this is true, what you're saying.
About economy.
What you're saying is true. I can tell you the rebuttal, but you're not going to like it.
Hmm.
So the rebuttal is that basically since that time, there's also been a Republican in for 8 years, a Democrat in for 8 years, mm-hmm. Republican. Now, there's some glaring instances where that's not true, but by and large, that's true. And the economy is what they call a trailing indicator. From sort of policies as they're enacted. So the argument that the Republicans would make is that it's what the Republicans did while they were in office that allowed the Democrats to have these wonderful GDPs. Now,
oh yeah, well that's bull.
Okay,
hey, that's bull. So 81 years of analyzing the economy—that's what they came up with. But Republicans will never say that. They will never look. Every time they get in, it's a disaster. Okay,
they're all a disaster, Jerome.
Not as much as the Republicans.
You don't help the economy by taxing people. You don't help the economy by making the government bigger. The economy will grow if you leave it alone, and so to the extent that it is left alone, which is to say not very much these days, that it will grow better. If it is impinged upon or infringed upon, if barriers are put up, regulations are put up, it makes it more difficult to start a business. It makes it more difficult to run a business. And the Republicans and the Democrats have been working together over time to get in the way of business owners to prefer certain industries over other industries, say the oil industry, for instance, and to give people special favors. So, it's just they've all done the same thing. It's ridiculous to just say one side's better than the other.
Okay, my question to you is, when President Obama was in office, all you ever heard the people that support Trump talk about is fixing the deficit, fixing the deficit,
yep.
Fixing the deficit,
yep.
Reducing the deficit. And now, what do you hear? Nothing.
Nothing. You don't hear.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah, Republicans
they've exploded the deficit.
Absolutely true.
Yep. More than a war.
Absolutely true. And from the other side, Jerome, when the Republicans are in office, or at least in previous iterations, like, say, George W. Bush, the Democrats sounded like they were anti-war. But then when Barack Obama got in and did the exact same thing,
if not more,
all the anti-war crowd just hushed right up.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did some more research. And you know what else I found out? Trump has dropped more bombs in foreign countries than both President Obama and President Bush combined. Okay?
I'm going to look that up because I don't hear a lot about...
Please do.
I will. I'm very interested in this because the Trump administration is the most opaque administration we've had, meaning they don't tell you what's going on in the history of the United States, or at least in my lifetime. But the one before that that was most opaque was the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he learned his tricks from, the guy that was in office before him.
You know what that means? Trump is a warmonger on the down low. You'll never hear Fox talking about that. Never.
Well, they're all presidents since I've been alive are warmongers. They've all dropped plenty of bombs on plenty of brown people, that's for sure.
Trump has definitely presided over bomb dropping. There's no doubt about that. However, he has done a few things that are markedly kind of feel at least a little more anti-war, which is why it's interesting to hear Jerome say that he's actually dropped more bombs, which is really interesting given that Bush and Obama were in office for 8 years. Trump's only been there for less than four at this point. It would be a real challenge to actually drop more than
I haven't
than the
found
others.
The article, but I read somewhere that the reports of the bombings, like the official United States military reports, used to be rather regular, I want to say quarterly or something like that. And since, I think, the first of this year, instead of no longer reporting on it, the military just stopped supplying the report so that nobody could actually have the number. So,
Jerome, thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight, as always. Appreciate Jerome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, coming up, I know you had more on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that has decided they're going to be performing just one show this year.
One virtual show.
Instead of 120 shows throughout the next couple months in live in person, they're going to be doing an online show. And we'll continue with the detail there that you wanted to share, plus this very disturbing story about a man who wanted to have a part of him cut off and eaten. We'll tell you about that.
It says that he dropped more bombs than they did in their first year, first term. Oh, excuse me, in their first terms.
Okay.
So in their second terms, that's not are not compared.
All right. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. To make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday show. You dial in toll free. Bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a man has been accused of cannibalism, but his supposed victim actually apparently consented to it.
That doesn't sound like a victim.
No. We'll get into it coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Oh, and if you'd like to reach some people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we continue, Ian, the captain, and Mark here in the studio tonight. So what was the other detail? Trans-Siberian Orchestra, one of the founders, had a comment on this sort of new way of trying to entertain people by doing online shows.
Well, so for him, he says he's disappointed, and the article goes into all sorts of, you know, like what they're going to play and how they're going to do a tribute to one of the other founders who's dead now, mm-hmm. Paul O'Neill. But he says that there's a silver lining for him personally, because this is the first year I'll be under my own roof for the holidays, mm. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, in over 21 years.
Mm. Wow.
So the silver lining for him is that he gets to spend the holidays with his loved ones and family for the first time in 21 years. But, you know, the black lining, or the, you know, overarching thing, is just that they're prevented from doing what makes them money.
That's right.
They've been crushed as an entertainment, provider.
It's tragic.
And they're one of the most successful in the world, honestly. I mean, there's not too many more that... I mean, how many people know this musical organization, and yeah, they don't know a lot of them.
Yeah. No, they're probably... As far as successful acts that came out of, like, 80s you know, metal or rock scene. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra has certainly made probably more money than any of them, you know, save for a couple. You know, they're certainly one of the most successful musical outfits in the last couple of decades.
Well, it's an opening in the marketplace. Time for entrepreneurs that want to do a Christmas show to set up in their local neighborhood and get people to come out and watch the Christmas show.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is not there taking people's Christmas performance dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can set in many places. I think right here in New Hampshire that it wouldn't be a particular problem to rent a town hall and have a show.
Good luck renting the town hall. There's going to be all kinds of ridiculous mask requirements, especially if you're renting from the town. There's no way that's going to fly.
Fine.
You'd have to find an independent. Yeah, you'd have to find an independent venue that was willing to flout the law. And perhaps a private club like the Elks Lounge or whatever would be willing to do that. But it would probably have to be kept on the down low. They'd be worried likely about a police raid.
Look, Ian, not everybody's dying to take their mask off, right? Like they, you know, it's not keeping them up at night. It doesn't keep me up at night. I just keep a mask in my car, wear it if I have to. So if they had to wear a mask to go see a show, no big deal.
Okay. I mean, obviously people have no problem with this. It's happening all over the place, and it's pathetic.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is there's
an opening in the marketplace. If I were going to do it, I'd give a discount for people not wearing a mask.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. There's an opening in the marketplace. That's what I said.
There is, but the marketplace is likely not going to fill that opening because they're afraid of what the government will do to them. So you can't have people likely wearing masks and even, like, all the rules about these masks that you see in restaurants and things like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of misunderstanding surrounding them.
Sure, there certainly is. But one thing they don't want is a bunch of people packed into a tight space. That's why the band we talked about last week, Flaming Lips, had their customers, their concert goers, inside bubbles.
Oh, and the band themselves, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wish that people would you know, take what you're saying to heart and we'd start to see real concerts showing up, but I haven't heard about one since Forkfest.
If you guys haven't seen the television series Black Mirror, there's one particular episode where they show a guy. He's in, we'll call it his room, his apartment, his abode or whatever, and all of the walls are TV screens. And in order for him to participate in a large gathering of people, they have basically avatars,
mm-hmm.
right? Digital avatars that then go into these virtual
like Second
gatherings.
Life,
right? Mm-hmm. Like Second Life, and so
with better graphics, screens.
You can see where this is going. As long as the government continues to have these lockdowns, things like this are going to pop up.
Yes,
and technology will intervene where there's a market opportunity to mm-hmm. provide things like this through the use of digital avatars and such.
Well, you've got right now the Facebook owns Oculus, which is one of the big companies doing virtual reality.
Yep.
There's I think HTC. There's a few others. There's these goggles that people are. They're going to get cheaper. You know, they're probably you can get a pair for a couple $200-$300. They're going to get better. You know, they started pretty bulky. They started with cables coming off of them. You're going to see the cables go away.
I want to make something called beer goggles. And what this does is it when you put them on, is it makes people more attractive to you based on your preference.
Well, if you're in an online venue, then anyone can pick whatever avatar they want anyway.
Yeah.
So, but that's what you're going to see.
My avatar will be thinner.
If I could pick an ugly avatar, why not?
Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Joe Biden is calling for a plan for the future that involves a intergalactic mask mandate.
Wait, isn't this your area of expertise, Mark?
Excuse me, sir?
Sorry, I was calling on Mark for his area of expertise since he's the intergalactic space king.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, gentlemen, it's going to be intergalactic. That's Joe Biden's big plan for the future, man.
Did he actually use that word?
Did he use that term? Because it sounds laughable.
I don't think he did. And if he did use it, it was fed into his earpiece by his friends in the Democrat Party. He didn't make it up all by himself.
I did hear something about Biden saying that he does support a national mask mandate, though. I heard a rumor about that. Is that true?
Not international, intergalactic, my friend. Everybody and anybody, even the guys on the space station, need to follow procedures and social distance and wear their mask. Anyhow, he also likes it I heard when little kids stroke his blonde leg hair in the swimming pool.
Yep, he did say that.
He said it.
I think he specifically said he likes little black children to do it.
He didn't mention little. I don't remember the part about the little black children.
I could be wrong about that, but I thought that was what it was.
Wow, that guy is totally insane.
A strange story.
I told
story.
You last week, man, the guy's like the Crypt Keeper, dude. Somebody vote for me!
I wonder, like, he's not campaigning. And
what do you mean he's not campaigning? He does like online campaigns. It's an online campaign.
How can
he's campaigning
like,
from here in Delaware from his base, yeah. His ranch house?
So I heard a rumor that they're doing drive-in appearances now.
I can't wait to see whether or not this can work. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the results going to be of an online campaign? Because this would be a huge boon for politicians and business people
if
all over the place.
They didn't have to fly around.
If they didn't have to just fly all over to do things, yeah. And they can just, you know, do their Zoom meeting from their house.
What? Meanwhile,
did
Trump is having huge...
Did you guys get to hear all the horns blowing during Biden's little campaign speech the other day?
No.
Oh, they drown him out, man. Every time it seems they got it down to a science, whenever the Democrats speak now in a public place, everybody from the local area comes down. They just blow them out with their horns from a distance. You can hear all the horns over the people talking. It's great, man.
Yeah, and you've got Trump having campaign events with thousands and thousands of, you know, waves of sea
That's
of people.
It makes no sense that Biden's leading in the polls.
Right.
I mean,
no,
you can look with your own two eyes, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They don't lie to you. Those polls are actually corrupted, obviously.
I'll tell you this. I don't know if they're corrupt or not, because that's a heck of a claim. But I can tell you this, that the polling industry is basically done if they are wrong again. And they're making the claim that Biden's going to win. And if Biden doesn't win... I mean, why in the world would anyone believe a poll after that? Why would you pay for them?
Why would anyone believe a poll ever? I mean, they're never right.
They're right often. Yeah.
A survey shows that a study was done to show that the pollsters were incorrect.
No, they're never right, except on accident. Thank you, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The best way to look and see how bad polls are, Mark, is not to look at a poll between two people, because then there's a good chance that they're going to get it right? Like, if it's a close race, you know, there's a good chance they're going to pick the winner. But if you look at the polls for the primary, where there's like 7 or 8 or 9 different people that people can choose, they're never right. They never have any idea who's going to drop out of the race. They never have any idea who's
going to
win.
They can't predict who's going to win in a primary because people's preferences change over time as they look.
But even right before the polls that happen closest to the primary, they're not right either because they don't have any idea. They're just sampling 500 people or 1,000 people, and what does that really mean when it comes to the entire country? 855-450-FREE. Stop paying attention to these things. There's more coming up here. Hour number 2 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.